Third and three for Riverside at the 18-yard line. Was Larry Deesner, the backup quarterback, took over when Drew Carher got injured about halfway through the season, and he has been hugely impressive. He'll throw here on third down over the right side, low receiver screen. Central Valley is all over it, and it goes for a loss of a couple of yards on the play, and will bring up fourth down.
Yeah, the senior, the guy that scored the PAT for Central Valley, number three, Zayden Wolf, came up there out of his cornerback spot. That play took just a little longer to develop for Riverside than probably needed to, and that's what allowed Central Valley to kind of sniff that out for the big loss here on, as we get up for fourth down.
Loss of five on the play for Trevor Carher. Riverside going for it. Fourth and eight at the Central Valley 23.
Plenty of weapons for Riverside, though.
Shotgun set for Deesner. Has time to throw. Now the pressure comes. Steps up in the pocket. He'll try to run for it. He's across the 20. He's tripped up, and he is well short, only to about the 19-yard line, a four-yard pickup, and a turnover on down. So a big stop for the Central Valley defense early
on. Huge, because Riverside has been putting up over 60 points, you know, in their last three games. And we've seen what they did to Sandhill Sedford defense a couple games ago in the quarterfinals, so any stop in this game is a huge, huge stop.
And we saw that for the Cougars in the semifinal against Archangels Catholic over in Humphrey. Three different times Archangels got into Central Valley territory and then turned it over on downs. So the Cougars take over first and 10 at their own 19, 7:06 in the first quarter with an 8-0 lead. Pistol set, two receivers to the right side, handoff to Kelly, up the middle, spun down after just a short pickup of about 2 yards up to the 21.
Yep, good job, Riverside. After that little shock and on offense, of course, most of those players stay on the field in eight-man football, and way to regroup here on first down and get a that's their best defensive play of the game right there early on.
So it'll be second down and eight for Central Valley at the 21-yard line. Pistol set, two receivers to the right, ball on the left hash. Wolf. Run the option to the right side, pitches to Kelly. He's got space up to the 25 to the 30, chased out of bounds on the far sideline, but not before he gets first down yardage, gain of 9 up to the 30-yard line.
Yeah, option worked, and part of the reason it worked was out there on the Boston Wood was blocking. Also, Gunnar Vazdal was out there blocking, so setting up a first down for Central Valley.
First and 10 at their own 30. Pistol set again. And we get a flag coming in at the snap.
Nine men on the field. Rivers tempo there for Central Valley. Riverside not able to make a substitution in time, and should be, I think, a five-yard penalty versus Riverside. They're going to talk about it, though.
There's a... One of the benefits of being here at the stadium is that the officials are actually mic'd up for us. But
well, it's a good thing because we're a quarter mile away.
And it is a legal substitution against Riverside. So a five-yard penalty there to put Central Valley up to first and five at the 35-yard line. 6:25 first quarter, an 8-0 Cougar lead.
Tempo kind of costing Riverside right there. Central Valley goes tempo, caught Riverside sleeping a little bit.
Pistol set again, two receivers to the right side. Kelly the back behind Wolf. Takes the snap right into the left side. It's a keeper for Wolf. Gets good block from Kelly and lunges ahead up to the 40-yard line, and that should be enough for another Central Valley first down.
It is a Central Valley first down. Got to give a little heads up for Caleb Tinsky, the junior, the 230-pound junior for Riverside, coming up out of that right side defense, because if he don't tackle Wolf, he's still running.
So first and 10 for Central Valley right at midfield. They'll stick in the pistol set, one receiver to the left, Kelly in the backfield, ball on the left hash. Wolf gives it off to Kelly, run right side, and he's taken down in the backfield. Caleb Tensky again making a play. That time it goes for a loss of a yard back to the Central Valley 39.
Caleb covering a lot of territory from his right side defensive end. The previous play, clear off to the right side. That time he tracked Kelly down on the weak side and was able to pull him down for a loss on the play.
So second down and 11 for Central Valley. Ball at their own 39.
Central Valley's made a lot of hay running the ball this year, but we've seen them against Archangels this year. They have a pretty prolific passing game as well.
And really weren't bothered by the wind at all that
night. Not at all.
And it was even stronger then than it is this morning. As Wolf fakes the handoff, keeps himself around the left edge. Stiff arms man up the near sideline. 30, 20, nobody's catching. Zayden Wolf, touchdown, Central Valley, 41 yards on that one.
It is hard to coach speed, and Zayden Wolf has it in spades. He went around the left side. Two Riverside tacklers got close, but just too much speed for Zayden Wolf.
Able to stiff arm one man, then just got a little bit past the other, and then he was streaking up the near sideline. And a big two-score advantage for Central Valley here early on as they'll line up for the two-point attempt.
These are important.
Pistol set here, one receiver to the left. Kelly the back in the backfield.
Got a passing formation. We'll see what happens here.
And they will look to throw. Wolf rolling to his right, throws it back to the left. That's complete, and fighting ahead is Grady Kelly, and he is in for the two-point conversion.
Yeah, Trevor Carraher had him just for a loss for a moment, but too much Grady Kelly on that one. He just wheeled his way across that yellow line.
5:37 left in the first quarter. Central Valley 16, Riverside nothing. This is the Class D2 State Championship on KBAR 92.3.